This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Final hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Got it right the first time. Angela Merkel is now in full retreat, which is hilarious. Hilarious. She's under growing pressure to resign, and now she's proposing that the Syrian and Iraqi refugees who were welcomed with open arms just a few months ago will now have to leave Germany and return home when the wars in these countries are over. She told a meeting of her Christian Democratic Union party, which she should have taken it to the housing areas, but that's beside the point. According to Reuters, she said, "We need to say to people that this is a temporary residential status. And we expect that once there is peace in Syria again, once ISIS has been defeated in Iraq, then you go back to your home country with the knowledge that you have gained." Here's the thing about this. This is why I'm not a head of state anywhere. Okay? What if I were Angela Merkel, I would be telling everybody out there, all of these Syrians and Iraqis, I would be saying, from here on out, I will be utilizing the Bundeswehr, who don't really get a whole lot of use anyway. So everything they have is brand spanking new. And I'm going to authorize them to quell you should you get out of hand. And we may take some licks and some bumps and some other things. And if you continue with this, we'll just start rounding you up and taking you back to the Middle East. I don't care how much it costs me, I will get control of my country, and I will protect my citizens. Now, that would go a long way, I think. Merkel has likened the situation to the arrival of refugees from war-torn Yugoslavia in the 1990s. About 70% of those refugees returned home when the war ended, she said. Despite being in charge of the conservative CDU, Merkel has been one of the most aggressive European leaders when it comes to welcoming migrants and asylum seekers from countries such as Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. This is to perpetuate the welfare state. Anybody that thinks that is not the case is wrong. Anybody who thinks it is not dangerous to import them to do it is wrong. Anybody who thinks they're coming over there, they're going to assimilate and just love Manchester United and David Beckham is wrong. No, they're not coming to Europe. Soccer. They're not coming to Europe. And if you don't like that, how about, Thierry Henry. How about him? Okay. You're wrong if you think they're coming over there to assimilate and become European. In Germany in 2015, 1.1 million migrants arrived. And this revelation that police in Cologne initially covered up a wave of organized migrant-related thefts and sexual assaults during New Year's Eve celebrations, that's not good. The German public is increasingly dissatisfied, and recent polls showing 40% of Germans want her to resign over her refugee policy. It's also causing division with her own party. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing about these European and any political party, really. This is what happened with Nixon. At a point during Watergate, a bunch of senior Republican officials in the Senate and the House and, you know, some of these people out there that, you know, are in power positions, went to Nixon and said, you are damaging the party to a degree that we can no longer stand. We will no longer support you. We will support the people that want to kick you out because we're going to save the party before you save you. And then Nixon resigned. Because the party, the almighty party has to be, it has to survive into perpetuity, you see. So her party, the conservative CDU, they have a little coalition going on with the Christian Social Union. They're threatening to sue the government if it doesn't act to stem the rush of migrants. Now Donald Trump, who is he's having his he'll be enjoying his first election tonight. Donald Trump has been excoriated for in proposing that illegal immigrants should be sent home. Excoriated. No matter anything else you may dislike about the Donald, that one has got to hit you in the right spot. Merkel is proposing something similar now. I wonder if she's going to become the target of open borders advocates, too. This is what happens when reality hits you in the face. This is why McAuliffe went to the Republicans and said, I know what you're about to do to me. Give me something so I can save face, and I will cancel all of this out. And, I McAuliffe can only be in the Virginia governor once, one term. And now he was a lame duck when he took the oath of office. So he knows he's got to go out, and he doesn't want to go out, you know, being the first governor to ever have his armed security detail pulled or something like that. So he's trying to maintain his public persona, and that's why he caved. The Middle East refugees will have to travel thousands of miles and return home to a country devastated by a very long war. And my simple thing that I would say to this, if they had the wherewithal to find a way to get out of a war-torn country, walking all of that way, why didn't they do it when it wasn't war and they could have taken a car? Bill, it's not that simple. I think you get my point, though, don't you? Yeah. Each new incident of violence is going to cause Merkel's numbers to plummet. At this rate, she may not survive in office in 2016. She may become a casualty of good intentions gone bad. And this is what it is. It's a liberal good intention gone bad. It has nothing to do. It never had anything to do. Never had anything to do with making Germany better. Deutschland was never, it was never about making it better. Germany is a beautiful country. If you've never been to Germany, if Merkel actually exports all these people back home and it becomes a German European nation again, by all means, go check it out. Check it out. The collision of old with new technology is beautiful. I love Germany. I spent 3 years there. I'd go back tomorrow. I want to go back to Bamberg. Or as they say in Bamberg, Bumberg. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about spokeshole Josh Earnest, who got out there the other day, and he opened up this can of worms, saying that it did not look like Hillary Clinton would be indicted based upon her email scandal. For those of you who are out there saying, listen to that mouthpiece for the Obama administration just talking those lies, that was much more serious. When he said that, that was much more serious than him just saying a bunch of lies. There were ramifications to him saying that out in the open. And it couldn't help. Josh Earnest is one of those guys that, you know, I'm a man of peace. I don't advocate violence. I don't recommend violence. I don't even to a degree like violence. But in certain cases, with certain smiling jacks like Josh Earnest, I would make an exception. Just for the satisfaction, I think I would probably stick my right arm shoulder deep in his face, just for the satisfaction. I just don't like him. No, I don't have an anger problem. We'll be right back. communication has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, people in the background, they're doing all kinds of stuff right now on Facebook. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. White House Press Secretary spokesman Josh Earnest was trying to dampen down any concern over the news of the 22 emails on the Clinton personal server, the homebrew server, that were so sensitive that nothing at all could be released. Instead, He opened up a can of worms that's going to make things, not could make things, but it's going to make things worse and could even lead to a subpoena and then no doubt a claim of executive privilege. First, coming from the Weekly Standard, Fox News reporter Kevin Cork asked, can you say with certainty and confidence that Secretary Clinton will not be indicted because of this email scandal? He said, that will be a decision made by the Department of Justice and prosecutors over there. What I know that some officials over there have said is that she is not a target of the investigation. So that does not seem to be the direction that is trending, but I'm certainly not going to weigh in on a decision or in that process in any way. That is a decision to be made solely by the independent prosecutors. But again, based upon what we know from the Department of Justice, it does not seem to be headed in that direction. Here we get the two big dangers. It would be entirely improper for the White House to be in communication with the Justice Department over an ongoing criminal investigation. That would constitute political interference. A congressional committee could well issue a subpoena for Ernest, which would raise the Watergate flag where executive privilege likely would be claimed. Second, this is where you start stepping on the toes of the people actually trying to do the right thing that exists within the FBI and the DOJ. They do have some people with integrity. There's a reporter named Catherine Herridge, who is normally somewhat of a, sort of a plain Jane, not to get too excited one. She used the expression super pissed off. She said that statement by Josh Ernest has gotten the backup of our contacts at the FBI and the Justice Department for two reasons. They are super pissed off, to use a technical term. Number one, Josh Ernest has absolutely no clearance or visibility in the FBI investigation. Number two, they say it really seems part of a troubling pattern from the White House because the president earlier said he did not see any national security implications in the Clinton emails and then found out he had never been briefed. We found that out. Okay, whatever you say there, 880. I must have missed the other part. Herridge is one of those good reporters who does, she gets a series of scoops that indicate she uses really good sources. And if they're mad, as she says, they're probably really livid. Now, I mentioned this when I was talking to Randall when we were talking on the phone. Hillary Clinton, it can now be said that Hillary Clinton is a felon many times over. We should look at this because she wants to take our guns. She wants to be president. And now she's a felon. She's been a felon for quite some time. So when she was Secretary of State, she was doing felonies. If we take the facts as being reported, and if there's even a tenth of this that is actually true, to the severity of which I believe it is true, she is guilty of multiple serious felonies stemming from her very conscious choice to unlawfully hide her correspondence to Secretary of State on a private server that was kept in some dude's bathroom somewhere. Private only in the sense that it was non-governmental. Every foreign intelligence agency, friend or foe, was probably reading it. Only we American citizens can't see what was on it, and that's because much of it was highly classified material. So she is a felon many times over. Understanding that is not open to debate. This is just like the Second Amendment now. It is not open to debate. There is no her side of the story. There is no excuse nor harmless explanation to this. To those who have worked with classified material, as I have when I was in the military or other governmental agencies, the daily revelations of her OPSEC atrocities makes me nauseous. I used to sign for equipment that if I had lost it, nobody would ever have known I existed. I used to sign for booklets that if I'd lost that, I'd be busting rocks. When I say literally, I mean literally. When I was in military intelligence, I was an intelligence professional at that point. And when I read someone consciously took classified material off of a secure system, walked it out of a secure facility, and somehow by scanning it and then cutting and pasting from the PDF or even by typing it in manually, put it in an unclassified system and emailed it off in the clear to Hillary and her toilet server, where it was stored in a machine that was hooked up to the World Wide Web. I just asked myself, why did I bother? I never had access. I had access twice to real world information. And you'll never know what that was, because I believe in my oath, and I believe in the oath I took for my clearance. There is no dispute, though. It cannot be disputed. These are felonies. Anyone telling you different is utterly ignorant or a fool or a, you know, a political shill, minor bird. Getting out there and trying to say, well, it was overclassified. What are you talking about? That doesn't even exist. If it was top secret SCI or whatever, and some minion of Hillary's in Foggy Bottom don't get to make the call whether or not they get to strip out the headers and decide whether or not it should actually be or not be classified. And Hillary doesn't get to make that call either. Just because she was Secretary of State, that doesn't mean she was a supreme being. Everybody is answerable. When it comes to matters of state, when it comes to military matters, which is what we're talking about here, when it comes to operational security, which is what we're talking about here, all of that has priority. And it doesn't matter if you want to be president. It doesn't matter if you're Bill Clinton's wife. It doesn't matter if you want to be the carpetbagging senator going into New York. It doesn't matter if you accept Secretary of State as a consolation prize from the guy who stomped you in the primary. You don't get to make that call. You don't get to make that call. We are not governed by power. If she doesn't go to jail, okay, I'll make this statement. If she doesn't go to jail, we need to go ahead and get operational. Let's just put it that way. We need to go ahead and get ready to get it on. Because they obviously are way without rule of law. I'll do as much as I can. People are in jail right now for less. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This has gone so quick. I mean, there's two segments left, but I mean, this has been really quick tonight. It's amazing what a little rest will do for you. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Here's the thing about going outside of the rule of law. It could be asked, what is the alternative to the rule of law? And we're on the verge of finding this out now. I believe we are. I'm on the verge of finding this out. I've been in places where there was no law. I've looked over borders and seen the totalitarians that ignore the rules and norms of civil society. I've seen what they do to the people. The alternative to the rule of law is the rule of power, and the rule of power is always the rule of men with guns. Now, Rick Perry in Texas, he was indicted. He was indicted for you know, stupid reasons. The judicial lynching underway in Ferguson is also up there about power. The clown masquerading as Missouri's governor are practically salivating over the idea, or they were, of sacrificing a police officer on the altar of indignation. Facts and law be damned. Liberals are committed to destroying the rule of law because law, by creating all equally and recognizing the inalienable rights that we all have, black, white, plaid, doesn't matter, by treating all of this frustrates their fascist impulses. This is not another annoying manifestation of the left's utter failure as a functioning ideology. It's a trend that should terrify everyone concerned with the state of our union. It doesn't terrify me. It angers me. history shows us where this takes us. Now, Obama should, Obama, who's an alleged, you know, he claims to be a constitutional law professor when he's actually a racial lecturer. He believes that if the people's elective representatives in Congress refuse to kowtow to his will, that he's just going to go around and do what he likes anyway. At least when Caesar finally destroyed the Republic, ancient Rome ended up with a dictator who knew how to win wars. This guy golfs while the world burns. Right now, we have government agencies like the IRS and the EPA that simply ignore laws, like the ones that require them to maintain records so that they can be held accountable to the people they purport to serve. Despite all of this, especially the IRS will get out there and they'll just destroy a hard drive and then say it was inadvertently destroyed while smiling, and then they fully can completely expect to walk away scot-free. So here in this particular, in those types of cases, you've got people who are sworn to uphold the law, and these are the ones undermining it. You know, couldn't Eric Holder take a break from telegraphing to his progressive pals that his lackeys won't be deterred from crucifying the Ferguson officer by obstacles like facts and evidence and law and do his job? He never did that. When all of that was coming up, he never did that. And he's never going to do that, no matter what else comes up. When they're not actively ignoring the law, the liberal establishment seeks to change the foundations of our law to strip the civil rights from those who oppose it. And for me, that's mind-boggling. We have one of our two major political parties that one of their key policy positions believes that the First Amendment only allows, or they believe it allows too much freedom of speech. The Democrats want to amend the Constitution to restrict our right to free expression. They want to take our guns, you know. And that, yeah, they want to, these things that they're talking about doing, yeah, that's our problem. Too much free speech going on around in here. Too much free speech by people critical of the government. That and gender-specific bathrooms and global warming, and which science teaches comes from a comes from unicorn flatulence. In the name of campaign finance reform, the Obama administration actually sent an attorney representing the United States of America into the Supreme Court to argue that the government has a right to ban a book critical of a politician. The clowns are to your right to read and think that you wish as John Lithgow was to Dancing in Footloose. And that's where you get conservatives like Kevin Bacon out of it. So what happens when the government is not restrained by law? What happens first is the government does what it wants, as it wants, and they do it without accountability. They provide those left unprotected by the law two ugly choices. On one hand, they can submit, allow ourselves to be oppressed, existing at the pleasure and subject to the whims of their masters. And the alternative is to fight. If you were to look at the Declaration of Independence, it's largely a chronicle of English lawlessness, and the members of this administration no doubt consider that document unworthy of study because the founding fathers were, you know, phallocentric racists or something. Chairman Mao, who was a big favorite of the half-wits at the White House currently, said it best, power comes from the barrel of a gun. If there is no law, there's no moral reason not to pick up a rifle and take what you want. The moral imperative of the law is that you will obey and respect it even if you disagree with it, because it was justly imposed and it will be fairly enforced. But if law is neither justly imposed nor fairly enforced, that moral obligation disappears with those restrictions against it in the first place. When you look at the low info voter out there today. This should be the thing that just makes you, I mean, it just makes your rectal orifice just tighten up into a knot. Half of us are willing to submit to a dictatorship. Half of us don't care enough. If certain things are met, you know, let me watch what I want to on a TV tube. Let me go to the mall whenever I want to go. Let me tailgate whenever I want to tailgate. Just leave me alone, impose what you will, and I'll simply pay. Pay, 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 pay. Half of us are willing to do that. When you toss out the law, bad things happen. So, many of the leftists that see this, you know, they're actually idealists and they see things the way they're going, and they realize that this is sort of precarious, but they'll clap their little pudgy flippers just like any other SEALs would do, and equally welcome their latest step towards their liberal fascist utopia. Somehow they got the impression that the American people will accept whatever they do, whatever injustice they impose, whatever whims they choose to enforce. And that is an unbelievably dangerous notion. Sooner or later, we're going to have to take a moment and we're going to have to stomp it out and then reimpose the rule of law. And the sooner we do that, the better this nation will be. Seems sort of harsh, doesn't it? I'm harsh tonight. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's Monday. I don't know. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is coming from Dr. Michael Hurd. Dr. Michael, interesting guy. Name of his article is The Psychological Origins, of the Gun Control Fantasy. He points out that there were 2,614 permit applications in 2015 as opposed to 1,674. These are concealed carry applications. Gun store owner said, told him, seems like years ago, you had to have a specific reason to want to conceal a gun, like you were working late and in a dark place or carrying money from a business. Now it seems like people are getting them for basic personal protection. He also believes that gun sales in general have risen due to concerns that the federal government may legislate stricter laws in the future and perhaps infringe on the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, according to some. This is where the psychologist in him comes out and he starts to talk about some of these people. He says people who advocate gun bans often have an irrational fear of guns. They do not like them, and therefore they do not own guns. Consequently, no one else should either. If they took the time to own a gun, go to target practice, take classes, and the like, their fear of guns would undoubtedly reduce. They would become less fearful and, in fact, feel more empowered as they learn that guns are just about as much about self-defense as they are about the initiation of criminal violence. Most of them will never own a gun, of course, and are indignant at the suggestion. Instead, they will use intimidation against you, a gun owner or a person friendly to legal ownership of guns, by threatening to vote for candidates who seek to outlaw your right to self-defense. But here's the part that I like. He says the issue goes deeper than laws. It's also psychological. The underlying assumption in gun control, gun bans, involves a subconscious fantasy. It's basically that if guns are against the law, then I will not have to see them or think about them. It will be as if they don't exist. End of story. Psychologically. Yet the reality is otherwise. People will continue to acquire and own guns and use them whether the government outlaws them or further restricts them or not. If guns become completely illegal, then peaceful gun owners will go underground and millions of Americans who would never harm a fly become potential criminals overnight. To fantasize about government ridding the world of guns is an absurdity. And the whole perceived need for gun control in the first place is based on the fact that some people are violent. But here is, you know, I love it when somebody delves into their mind. He calls this, calls it a childlike naive trust in the capacity of government to eradicate violence by eradicating guns. He finds it fascinating yet somehow logical. The people who most fervently favor gun control and gun bans are usually the people with the most faith and trust in the government to do infinite good, whether it's eliminating poverty or making sure everyone has excellent free medical care or signing peace treaties with nuclear-toting religious fanatics who laugh openly at your weakness. Such foolishness also stems from the same unthinking faith in the infinite power of government. Sign a law, even against all the facts, and this will make it true. In developmental child psychology, there's a concept known as conservation of mass. Before a certain stage of psychological and brain development, you can play peekaboo or similar games with a child. When you cover the child's eyes, he thinks you're gone. When you allow him to open his eyes, he sees that you're still there after all. Once a child passes through a certain stage of cognitive development, he starts to grasp that you were there all along, whether you cover his eyes or not. At this point, he has grasped and internalized the concept known as conservation of mass. When Dr. Hurd witnesses the condescending anger and subtle insults coming from people who support gun control, especially every time there's some awful shooting, he thinks about conservation of mass. He thinks that you're dealing with a person who has not fully made the connection that guns will exist whether government passes a law saying they're illegal or not. They're putting their hands over their eyes and it's going away. It's a little comical. On an adult level, it's very frightening and more than a little sad. Here we let the psychological mentality of children take over the world, not just on the issue of guns, but on lots of things. On lots of things. Oh, gosh. Liberals, huh? Liberals, they are the gift that keeps on giving. One thing that is, one new thing that's happening, I spoke to a constitutional sheriff the other day, Rick Clark, here out of Pickens County. More and more law enforcement officials are calling on citizens to arm themselves. And this is good. This is law enforcement leveling with their people. As it should be. As it should be. It is really good to have the recognition of the right to keep and bear arms when you're law enforcement, because that means they're consciously telling you, the people who are not law enforcement, that we need you to augment us. We won't be there when it starts happening to you. We want you to be ready to deal with it till we get there. When we get there, we would much rather draw a chalk outline around the perpetrator than around you. Now, in the wake of several high-profile mass shootings and an increase in gang violence in cities like Baltimore and Chicago, more and more law enforcement officials have been encouraging citizens with gun licenses to make use of them. This all stands in stark contrast to the increasingly aggressive attempts by the gun control left to vilify it. And this is what makes me think law enforcement is on our side, besides the Police One survey. Let's not even involve that. We don't need to. I mean, if I did, it just shores up my belief. But I believe law enforcement is on our side. There are bad cops, without a doubt. But I believe overall law enforcement is on our side. The message of some of these sheriffs, like James Craig, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, all kinds of sheriffs in Florida, all kinds of sheriffs in South Carolina. The message is that responsible citizens are often the first line of defense. Clark said, I want as many law-abiding citizens to arm themselves in this county as we can get. It's more important to have a gun in your hand than a cop on the phone, said Sheriff Judd out of Florida. If an international threat or domestic threat believes that the citizenry may be armed, they're going to go elsewhere, says Sheriff Rhodes out of Florida. The benefits of people getting their license or carrying lawfully certainly outweigh that money I would lose. Why are they getting more vocal about it? Seems to be part of a larger trend happening in the United States. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation believes it has to do with a number of things, like the rise of terror attacks, a number of active shooter scenarios. Gottlieb says historically sheriffs have been very pro-gun rights, which I found that to be true, but they've stepped out of the box and now they're publicly making it known that firearms are good for self-defense. It's largely consumer-driven when you look at it, you know, starkly. More and people, you know, 63% of us here in the United States today, despite what Obama thinks, despite what Clinton thinks, despite what Sanders thinks, and definitely despite what O'Malley thinks, 63% of us think the house is safer with a gun in it. Obama can look at some woman who's been raped and condescendingly tell her, well, no, that's not really true, but it is really true. Mr. President, it really is true. So you saying it, not being, you getting out there and saying, well, it's just simply not that way, that doesn't hold weight. Sorry, buddy. That doesn't hold that much weight with me. I'm very sorry to hear it. So, you know, bear this in mind. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined middle hour by Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. I don't think he's been here since, you know, there's a lot of people that haven't been here since the move to the evening drive time, because this is only starting the second month of the evening drive time, so we haven't really had that many chances to do it. So we're going to discuss a bunch of different things, Bob and I, because Bob and I don't always agree on everything, which is good. I like it. I like it a lot. We will be here again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.